WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, November 15th. Coming up, we'll learn why there's discussion of making last year's temporary child tax credit permanent. That story from Side Effects Public Media is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. You might see some white on the ground as you head out this morning. Let's get details from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Snow is falling across portions of east central Illinois early Tuesday morning and may continue off and on into the day on Wednesday. Periods of light snow are expected on Tuesday morning, with a dusting to an inch of accumulation possible in Champaign-Urbana and surrounding communities. Snow should taper off to flurries on Tuesday afternoon before coming to a pause on Tuesday night. On Wednesday, a few snow flurries are again possible across central Illinois, though no accumulation is expected. Looking further ahead, even colder temperatures are on their way into the Midwest. Another shot of bitterly cold air arrives late week, with highs in the 20s and lows in the teens in our backyards. I'm Champaign weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
Illinois lawmakers are back under the Capitol Dome in Springfield today for a six-day fall legislative session. And on the agenda are tweaks to the Safety Act, a sweeping criminal justice law that will eliminate cash bail starting January 1st, among other things. 62 state's attorneys have filed a lawsuit against Governor J.B. Pritzker, claiming the act is unconstitutional. At a press conference last week, Pritzker said,
"I'll be watching carefully. I've made my thoughts clear, and we'll see if we can get something done during the veto session to address the changes that we ought to be making."
It's unclear whether lawmakers will bring up gun control or reproductive rights this session, but a House Committee on Public Safety is scheduled to discuss violence in schools. A new study shows that suicidal thoughts among Illinois youth surged before the start of the pandemic. Michael Puente reports.
The study will be released today by Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine and Lurie Children's Hospital. It found that emergency departments in Illinois experienced a spike in the fall of 2019 in visits from youths 5 to 19 years old with suicidal thoughts. The study examined data from 205 hospitals throughout the state beginning in 2016. Lurie Dr. Audrey Brewer helped write the study.
How do we think about addressing trauma? You know, whether it's related to trauma in the home, parents dealing with their own mental health concerns.
The study found there was also a spike during the pandemic. It will be published in the journal Pediatrics. I'm Michael Puente.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team won its third game in a row last night against the Monmouth Hawks, 103-65. Illinois student newsroom reporter Colin Hyslope has more.
With the win, the Illini have won their first three contests by an average of 35 points. Head coach Brad Underwood spoke after the game about his team's energy.
Ball had tremendous energy tonight, and it's something that we have not had. And it doesn't have to be perfect execution when you have energy.
The Illini improved to 3-0 overall to finish off their first homestand of the season. On Friday, the Illini hit the road to face off against the UCLA Bruins in the Roman main event in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Colin Hyslope, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll look at discussions on making last year's temporary child tax credit permanent. That story from Side Effects Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Last year, the expanded child tax credit lifted millions of children out of poverty. That progress was undone when those payments expired in January. Tightening abortion laws have reignited conversations about how to better support children and families. For Side Effects Public Media, Sydney Dauphiné reports, evidence suggests a permanent child tax credit as one of the best ways to do that.
Maxine Thomas got her first child tax credit payment in the summer of 2021. She was skeptical, like it was too good to be true.
For some reason, at first, I didn't think I was going to get it. I don't know why.
Thomas is a single mom of five children. She works full-time at a local food bank in Indianapolis. The temporary expansion of child tax credits under the American Rescue Plan made the payments available to low and no-income families for the first time, and it increased the amount provided. For Thomas, the payments relieved a lot of the financial strain caused by the pandemic.
Just being able to help keep food home, paying on my utility bills that were ever rising because we were home full time all the time.
Research shows the majority of U.S. families spent the credit on routine expenses like food and utilities. The temporary expansion lifted over 3 million children out of poverty. The child tax credit expansion significantly decreased food insufficiency. Allison Bevelamon is with the nonprofit Children's Health Watch at Boston Medical Center.
Food insecurity not only affects a child's physical health, their physical growth, but also their cognitive development, their ability to focus and do well in school.
Bevelamon says disruptions in access to food disproportionately burden Black and Latino families, as well as single-parent families. These same populations were hit hardest by the expiration of the child tax credit payments at the start of this year. Child poverty skyrocketed. For Thomas, the expiration of these payments has made life more difficult. She had to start making sacrifices, like when she noticed her sons were growing out of their clothes.
It seemed like everybody just sprouted out up at the same time. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I felt it when it was kind of tough juggling who to go and get new shoes for or being able to get school clothes.
For years, the credit has been available to families that meet income and other requirements, which are based on the idea that an eligibility threshold would encourage people to work more and increase their earnings. As it stands, families with the lowest wages are eligible for the least amount of money, and often none at all. David Plasterer says this is the opposite of how it should be. He's a senior policy associate with Results, a national advocacy group in support of the child tax credit.
You know, you basically have to lift yourself out of poverty before you're eligible for the child tax credit, which makes zero sense.
He says a permanent expansion of the child tax credit would lift people out of cyclical poverty.
When you're experiencing poverty, job loss is fairly routine. You get into a job and you think, okay, well, this is going to be the one. Then your car breaks down or you lose your housing or, you know, a kid gets sick and you get fired because you couldn't go into work.
The move to tighten abortion laws in many states has reignited conversations about how to best support mothers and children. Republican State Representative Sharon Nagel is leading many of those efforts in Indiana. She supported the near-total abortion ban, which is on hold while the law is challenged in court. Nagel didn't say whether she'd support a state-sponsored expanded child tax credit, but she did emphasize the need for policies that decrease the financial burden on families, things like affordable child care and larger adoption subsidies. She also supports better access to contraception.
We want to encourage people to have babies. We need to make it as affordable and as maybe incentivized as much as possible.
As for Maxine Thomas, she'd like to see lawmakers make the credit permanent without a work or income requirement.
I know that it is lifting families and children out of poverty, which should be the ultimate goal. So if this is a program that's proven to have worked and we do have the means to do it, we should really look into ways to continue to build on it.
A handful of states, including California, New Jersey, and New Mexico, have introduced or expanded state child tax credits in the past year. In Indiana, conversations among lawmakers and advocates are taking place, but are in the early stages. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Sydney Dauphiné.
Parents who didn't receive the 2021 child tax credit payments can still claim them online at getctc.org through today. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be cloudy today with light snow and a high of 37 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Andrew Pritchard, Mamwa Iqbal, Michael Puente, Colin Highslope, and Sydney Dauphiné. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.